B-Pod Studios.
Friday.
We gonna make it happen this weekend.
Really? What's that?
Daylight savings time.
Happy daylight savings time.
Saving.
Daylight saving, not plural, time.
Don't forget to
set your clock back.
An hour.
Can't change the clock in my car. There should be something that you would say would be like clock. I'll be damned if I can find it.
Fall back.
Fall back.
You better fall back.
1 hour.
An hour.
Gain an hour.
Before back.
Okay. Let's go.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
537. Watch that high wind driving in. It is crazy out there. These gusts up to, what'd you say, about 50 miles an hour.
Yes, it's definitely Wizard of Oz weather out there.
It definitely was. Yep. The leaves blowing.
Watch
dark.
Out for red shoes and houses.
Yeah, I saw a witch fly by.
Maybe that was just a Halloween prop.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I actually look forward to driving in the O'Neill Tunnel today.
Yeah,
just calm it down a little.
Yeah, exactly.
Calm it down for a minute. I'm like, good, I'm in the tunnel.
Yeah, well, that's the good news, though. You don't have to put away all those Halloween inflatables. They took care of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
How'd you guys do? I think we counted, if anybody can top this, call us, 110 kids.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know this
that's
because
good.
They were individually bagged.
Oh,
so
that's,
you just, boom, boom,
wow,
boom,
wow, that's
boom.
Incredible.
110.
No one comes to my house because we shut down. We live in a main road, so
right.
No one comes.
Shut the lights down.
I just know this. I already ate a Milky Way this morning, and
okay.
It's not even 6 o'clock,
wait,
so
whoa.
I'm winning.
Was it fun size?
It was super fun size.
Super,
like it was like
tiny.
Half, yeah, tiny size.
Nintendo.
But I do have a fun size Snicker with my name on
that
it.
That is.
I believe that might have my name on it.
No, it doesn't.
He gets angry when he's hungry.
You're not yourself.
You're not yourself, Brian. Give him a Snickers. It's grouchy. No, 110 kids.
That's a lot.
You didn't have that many.
We were pretty light in West Bridgewater, although I did candy shame my son when he got home.
You candy shamed him?
I candy shamed him. He came in and he had his pillowcase,
mm-hmm.
And he only had like, the bottom couple of inches. I'm like, buddy, what were you doing?
That's
like,
not working it.
He's like, well, we were having fun. I don't care about getting candy. I'm like, that's the point. You come home with the candy.
That's the whole reason I have kids, so that I can get candy on Halloween.
Like, go back out there and come back when that's half full.
That's right. And don't settle for fun size.
That's right.
All right? I want regular size candy. No, 110. If anybody can top that, give us a call.
Oh, my God. We're going to get a ton of calls. Well, no, I think there are
110 kids?
More.
I'm just wondering.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. There's still places trick-or-treating tonight and tomorrow night.
That's right. That's true.
Double down. Yeah. All right. If you did more than 100, let us know. That's fun.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Happy Friday. It's 5:43. 62 degrees. Weird weather today. Doesn't feel like November 1st. But it is. And it's also time to turn the clocks back going into Sunday morning. And, when we get a comedian show up at 5:45 in the morning, we appreciate that. Because, we don't have to vamp as much. Right, LBF? We can
That's
just
true.
Let the
I know.
Professionals
just
take care of our job.
Eat my Snickers bars and let
That's
it go.
Good. Paul Mercurio is popping by. Paul, good morning.
Hey, nice to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
What brings you to town this weekend?
I'm at Laugh Boston.
Oh, fun.
Over at the Westin. Yeah, tonight. Show tonight and two tomorrow night. Really psyched. And it's like kind of being home for me because I grew up in Providence.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time up here. It's funny, you were talking about that you came home with not a lot of candy.
Brian,
we would get there was always that one person in the neighborhood that would give you fruit. And then someone got it in our head. And this is in Providence that they were probably slipping razor blades in the apples.
Of course, yeah.
So we would just take all the apples and we would throw them against people's garage doors and explode.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking too, it's become such a PC culture that there are some things that we did as kids or we did with our kids that you can't do anymore. Like every Halloween, my parents would dress me as a hobo. That's what they were called.
Yes. Right.
Which was daddy's old clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
What
do
you use for a beer?
And they put some some shoe polish. Sorry, black people. And it's not that for that reason.
You're in trouble.
And exactly. And then you go out. And I'm like thinking, somebody would write letters to me. Because if you think about it, a hobo is a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
My parents dressed me as a homeless person and sent me out onto the streets at night
begging
to collect free food in front of real homeless people.
The message is interesting.
Yeah, and I never got candy. Every house was like baked beans and a harmonica.
Right? We were talking about that yesterday. the 70s, 80s costumes coming in boxes. Remember those?
With
You know, the Batman mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Your parents wouldn't buy you one of those?
No. My father's put floors in for a living, blue collar. He was always working. They were like, it was literally like 5 o'clock. Oh, my God, it's Halloween.
Right.
It's true.
Right.
That was kind of the way it was.
Like, they didn't have any food, so we're Italian, so she's giving out spinach pies.
Really, I love it.
Spinach and bread.
You know what? You're right, though, Paul, because now it's like 3 months of planning for Halloween. Am I right? The outdoor decorations.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Lucy had a costume custom made for
her parents are crazy.
Yeah, they're rich. She has rich parents.
No, I don't. Somebody.
What was the costume?
It's a long story. It was actually, she was Cher.
Yeah. Your ring. You're loaded.
But Cher in mermaids.
Oh, my God.
So it was elaborate.
Yeah. Wow. You can't find that at CVS.
Does she have compromising photos of you?
Yes, she does.
That is so funny.
She's got an iPhone. I can't pay attention all the time.
Isn't that great? That's commitment, though. Oh, you know how she can do that? She has one kid.
I have
one kid.
We have one. How old is yours?
She's 16, actually. So it was it was a whole thing.
You can spoil one. One you're done. Now, Paul, you have one?
I have one. Thank God.
What do you have?
I don't know. Well, you know, this is like, it's such a, like, you're supposed to say it's the best thing that ever happened to you. But there are some days you wish he'd walk into the woods and never come back. And now, like, I really, like, because what, I don't know, did this happen to you? Like, you all have kids. That first kid, it took me 3 months in my head. Like, usually you go, okay, you're single or you're married. When they're kids, you go, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to, like, eat something, watch the game. And then you realize, oh, no, there's this little human being pooping constantly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he was, like, 7. He loves baseball. And my wife's like, he had a baseball tournament, 3 days. And my wife's go, you go. She says, you should, two should go together, like, a bonding weekend. Mm. And I did. And at the end of the weekend, it hit me, I don't really care for the kid. And you know, I mean, you have two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every minute of the day, it's their stuff. First of all, you're in a
hotel.
You know,
you just said that on a radio
station.
Yeah. No, I'm taking a copy of this to my son. So he doesn't
bring it right to his therapist.
Yeah, exactly. He wants a grilled cheese sandwich. It's $15.99 for a grilled cheese sandwich in a hotel with a shriveled up pickle and no french fries.
Right. Right.
And they kind of burn one little, like, half inch of the crust. I got to get another grilled cheese sandwich because Mr. Little Lord Fauntleroy can't eat it. I'm $32 into bread and cheese. I got nothing to show for it.
Right, right.
And then they're like, in the pool, out of the pool, in the pool. Make a decision and stick with it. You know, it's my Saturday night, too. I want to go to a strip club. He starts complaining. Daddy, the lady on the pole scares me.
I'd stop at one if I were you. Just one kid.
This Jack Daniels is burning my throat.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even chance the second kid.
No, my wife is like, that's like, one is good. Like, we're good with
you. Hey, you want to plug your podcast? Because I can't. He's had Paul McCartney on your podcast.
Wow.
How was that?
It was great. Can I tell you quick how I got it? So, it's called The Paul Mercurio Show. It's on iTunes. We had a big marketing meeting in 6 months to name it. We came up with The Paul Mercurio Show. And so it's one-on-one interviews with different people, you know, actors and writers and Bryan Cranston, Stephen Colbert.
That's great.
So I was working at the Colbert Report, and Paul McCartney is the guest, and he rehearses. And now we're loading the audience into the studio, and I'm running around the corner, down the stairs to get to the studio, and I see, standing against the wall, wearing a little Colbert Report T-shirt, tucked in like a little boy, like with a little belt, is Paul McCartney.
Amazing.
Leaning against the wall. Kind of like this, looking up at the ceiling, chewing gum like he's waiting for a bus.
Oh, my God.
But the thing that blew me more than it, he was alone. Like, there was no, like, handlers,
security.
Right. Yeah. Around the corner, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Paul McCartney.
Slow motion.
And then I'm like, should I say hi? Should I not say hi? I don't want to be. And then I'm like, you know what? He's alone in the hallway. He's like a gazelle on the Serengeti Plains, and I'm a lion.
Right.
So I go up. I say, hey, I'm just so honored to meet you, a huge fan. I start to walk away. And he goes, oh, come back. He goes, what's your name? I go, Paul. He goes, oh, Paul. That's a good name. I'm like, I'll do the jokes, buddy.
No, you didn't. You did not do that.
This is all I have known.
Nobody's that cool. Don't even try.
So, and I'm none of this is being elaborate. This happened. He goes, what do you do? I go, stand up. He goes, oh, I love stand up. I knew Richard Pryor, blah, blah, blah. He goes, you got a kid? Yeah, I got a kid. You travel a lot. So 5-10 minutes ago, I'm talking to Paul McCartney like I'm talking to
him. Wow.
And on the outside, I'm like, hey, I'm talking to Paul McCartney.
Right.
Cool. On the inside, I'm like, I'm talking to Paul
Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Out of my mind.
I hope you got a picture because no one believes otherwise.
I'll tell you in a second. So we're talking, and then as I'm talking to him, I'm getting closer and closer to his face because he's iconic, and I'm, you know, to the point where, like, he's leaning backwards. I was like the close talker in Seinfeld. You know,
oh,
that guy.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I was like a chimp in, like, in the National Geographic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Channel where they clean like fleas off their makeup.
Yeah.
I could have cleaned ticks off his eyebrows. You know? So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave the guy alone. I go into the bathroom. I'm hyperventilating and I'm like, he's got to do my podcast. I go ask him, I go, would you do my podcast? Thinking he's going to say no. He says yes.
Wow.
And then he goes, how do we do it? And I had no answer and I freaked out and I literally went like this. And I start like rubbing myself like a man. I'll come to London. And he's like, we're in a room in New York together. Why would you come to London? Okay, he goes, so end of story.
Yeah.
We exchange phone numbers. He's like, give me your number.
Oh my God, you got Paul McCartney's phone number?
And he calls me to do it. And
that's
I missed
amazing.
Phone.
Yeah.
Call, and this is the message on my phone.
Oh, I gotta hear this. I hope you called him back.
I did. I said, why are you bothering me?
Okay.
That's amazing. Awesome. I'm so glad you didn't pick up the phone because now you have this.
Exactly.
Right. See?
You know,
because we wouldn't
amazing.
Have believed any of this. All right, we got it.
That's awesome.
Paul, thanks for coming in.
Thank
this
you
is
so
crazy
much
weather.
For having me.
Again, laughboston.com is where you get tickets. It's tonight,
yeah.
Friday, Saturday,
yep.
right?
Three shows. Yep.
Hey, stop by the show anytime.
Oh,
love
thank you
love
so
having
much.
You.
I appreciate Paul, it.
Thank you so much.
Paul Mercurio. Of course, you can get him on the website and everywhere else, right? You have a.
Yeah, PaulMercurio.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yes, it's brought to you by Macy's 48-hour sale featuring deals of the day. Price so low you don't need a coupon. Get ready for a season of holiday parties with great prices on festive looks and all the perfect accessories. Plus, save on everything your home needs for hosting. That's the savings lineup at Macy's going on now. LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
Your chance to have a cup of coffee at Central Perk.
Oh, friends, right?
Yeah.
All right. Brian Bell?
Something cool coming back to McDonald's.
Oh.
It's not the McRib.
It's not.
I know.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. It's the one that got away. It's this white whale.
I know. Nobody knows what's in it.
I've never had one. But I am going to tell you the last and final diet tip you'll ever need to know. Yeah.
And one we won't listen to.
All right. Go, LBF.
Okay. So if you are a big fan of Friends, and at this point, who isn't? Mm. My 12-year-old niece is starting to watch it. It's unbelievable.
The kids love it.
25 years old. Well, a pop-up little restaurant is coming to Boston. It was just in New York. It's taking up residence at 401 Park in Boston from November 21st to January 5th. Tickets go on sale today at noon. It's going to be pretty awesome. It includes a mock Central Perk Cafe menu with beverages and food available for purchase. I guess in New York, Joey's New York Apple Pie was available. Chandler's Licked Banana Nut Muffin. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure Friends people do. And there'll be select
you
props.
Really watch the
yeah,
show.
I know. This is my chance. I'm going to watch it with my niece, Charlotte. In addition to the recreated cafe, there'll be select props from the show and an interactive exhibit, a full retail store for Brian Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures from the New York one. Like, you can put on all of Chandler's clothes.
Yeah, and you can recreate the pivot scene and the couch upstairs.
Pivot.
It's pretty awesome. Nice. So it's going through January 5th. And then tickets on sale today.
Where is it again?
It's right at 401 Park.
There you have it.
Cool.
Perk on Park.
Perk
on Park.
Oh, look
there
at
you go. Perk
you
on
are
Park.
A marketing genius.
Well, you know what? They might have thought of that. All right, Brian Bell, what's
all right.
cool? Here we go.
All right. The McDonald's Happy Meal is turning 40 this year. So you know what they're going to do? They're bringing back 17 classic Happy Meal toys, and
ooh.
Some of these are much sought after. Okay. Sorcerer's Apprentice, Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. My Little Pony, Tamagotchis, and I see Space Jam Bugs Bunny. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's
so
pretty
there's some cool ones.
That.
So, yeah.
When
Beanie
that
Baby. They'll be,
it's November 5th, I think.
November 5th. No, November next 5th. Week. Well, today's the first.
It only lasts first. For 4 days, though, so be careful.
Yeah, next Thursday through Sunday. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be jammed.
Bring back, yeah.
November 7th, yeah.
Don't step on them, parents. You know what I'm talking about. All those toys. Okay, lastly, the last diet tip you ever need to know. You ready?
Yeah.
Dietitian Susan Burrell says a light dinner. A very light dinner, and do not eat after 8 o'clock is your ticket to sustained weight loss.
Perfect, because I'm in bed.
Oh, well, so it's like having a gremlin.
What?
Did you eat a light dinner?
No, I
here's the deal.
Barely.
400-calorie max dinner. Light. So you have to have vegetables, maybe a little fish, and, you know, it's whatever, chicken, broccoli.
Four truly seltzers.
I'm out.
Let me look. No. 400-calorie dinner, and you have to stop eating by 8 o'clock, you will lose weight. So it sounds so easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Don't get it wet. Don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah.
It's like a gremlin.
A gremlin.
How many calories in a Happy Meal?
How many calories in a gremlin?
I don't know.
Good stuff. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Any way the wind blows, and it's blowing today,
yeah.
Right? So looks like a high today of 57. We're probably there right now.
Yeah,
this
I think
is
so.
It. So you've tapped out. At 57. Nice last night for trick-or-treating, though. It was, I think a lot of towns that canceled or postponed. They
probably
blew the call.
Yeah.
They blew the call. Now they have to do it again. But it was nice last night in our
it
neighborhood.
It was. It was balmy, slight little, like, misty.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of a weirdly perfect Halloween night.
Right? That's what I thought.
You almost expected Michael Myers to be in a backyard.
I saw a couple of them out there.
You know what's funny? The police in our town drove by, and they were playing the theme from Halloween out of their speakers.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That was freaky.
That's cool. Freaky.
Kids loved it. You know, one thing, to make a Bob observation here, if you'll indulge me. Yeah,
okay.
not a big one. But the kids were not saying trick-or-treat last night.
100%.
Am I right?
I was
they were knocking on the door. Maybe a happy Halloween, but where's the trick-or-treat?
I'm like, this is a transaction, Lucy. You say trick-or-treat, and then they give you a treat, and then you say happy Halloween, and then you go to the next house.
That's it.
The way it works.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
life.
Get anybody saying trick-or-treat.
Oh, my God. What are we
These
doing?
Kids today, but we did get a lot.
How many did you get?
110, I think we gave out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
How'd you do, Brian? How'd you guys do?
I was, I was walking around with my little girl and her friends, and then my son came home.
Did
and
she
I,
say trick-or-treat?
Yeah, they were saying trick-or-treat. Because they were excited about
okay.
it, you know. She's
well.
Six. She's six, so she hasn't. She's not jaded on
yeah,
it.
Right.
Jaded
teenager.
But like my Sam came home and I candy shamed him.
Oh,
because he only had a couple of inches in the you know pillowcase yeah. that he took around, and he's like, I got enough candy. It's fine. I'm like, go back out there and get more
you
candy.
This is why we had
That's
kids.
That's the whole point. Buddy. I hope he got home.
Anyway, I had 110. Somebody on the line is saying they can beat 110 last night.
Hey, good morning. 494 kids.
No
Where
way.
Do you live?
Wow.
494 in Lynn.
In Lynn. That's
okay,
incredible.
Remind me never to move to Lynn.
Maybe you should. Brian, send your kid to Lynn.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it's the same every year.
Oh,
494.
My God.
What street? Just curious.
We're on Barrett Road, which is right by Classical High School.
Oh, well, there it is.
You give away big size or little size?
Medium size.
Okay.
Those, you know,
that's pretty good.
140-piece bags from CJ's.
Yeah, gotcha. I was going to say, okay. We have a Costco or BJ guy here, yeah. No doubt about
so
that.
We buy like 8 or 9 bags, and then we hand out 2 or 3 pieces, you know, yeah. To a handful of everybody.
But well, you're number one so far, brother. Congrats,
that's
I think.
That's a high number, but we get about that every year.
That's amazing. You're a good guy. Thank you. Okay, have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Okay. He's got us beat 400. Yeah. Whoa. Plus, anyway, it's definitely Costco or BJ's run.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Coming up, let's do Dirty Laundry this Friday, LBF.
If a super hot guy called your wife baby, would you be upset? And if you were the wife, would you be like, oh, my God, this is awesome?
Do you want the answer now, or is this one of your radio teasers?
I'm a radio teaser.
All right, you're teasing us. All right.
All right.
the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes, 6:43. Dirty Laundry with LBF. Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. Okay, here we go.
Okay, what's Bruce Springsteen's favorite movie? But before we get to that, if a hot guy calls your wife baby, are you upset? So,
yep.
Okay, this happened. Jimmy Garoppolo, who threw four touchdown
TDs.
Passes
yeah.
last night against the Cardinals. They won, not the Cardinals, his team. What's his team?
Niners.
Or the Niners.
Yep.
He was talking to Aaron Andrews, and he was talking about, you know, the game. And she asked him this.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
Definitely. No problem.
That's her fault.
Like, yeah, that's it. Aaron Andrews is all blushy.
Oh,
he is so cute. He called her baby. I know I would be pregnant if that happened to me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so does listen, he's super good looking guy, and God blessed him with an arm and a jawline and all that good
yes.
stuff. But I don't know. I don't want him calling my wife baby.
Well, okay. So
but
here's the thing.
It was different.
Like, and I'm one of these people who you could say doesn't really like it when people do that. It's like inappropriate, especially in the work atmosphere. Like, hey, sweetheart, I'm like, yeah. ooh, brought, you know. It just
Don Draper to this.
Sounds
exactly.
like you're okay
yeah.
with it. You're
yeah.
okay with but that
this,
particular baby.
But this, I think, was
baby.
A particular situation where he said it like, it feels great, baby.
Yeah.
Like the way you'd say like, shake it, baby. Or,
you know what?
But not,
you're right. Because
you know?
It's not like he said, feels hey, great, baby.
Baby. Yeah, or he said, like, hey, baby, yeah. can you get me a cup of coffee?
Right.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Although,
can we hear it again? Her reaction,
is so,
so
cute.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay. Here is Aaron and Jimmy.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Oh, my God.
Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
Definitely. No problem.
She's like, oh,
Aaron, get up.
Even I get blushy totally. Hearing it. I'm like, oh. Like,
they even hand the shot away from her because she turned like beet
red.
She's just like, oh my God.
It's like just
you know
amazing.
But I got to say, and I agree with the guys we were talking down the hall. They think he's probably going to get some slack today because you don't call a reporter baby. That's, you know. Unserious. You wouldn't say it to a guy.
I think you might. I mean,
but Jimmy, if it was a guy, the guy would still be cool with it.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, cool.
I don't, can I
buy you dinner?
I don't think this is something to be a big deal. I know, really. Listen, Aaron Andrews' husband should not be jealous at all because there is somebody better looking than Jimmy Garoppolo, and it is Jarrett Stoll.
What?
Oh, my God, he's so handsome.
What?
Her husband is so handsome. I guess he was.
You think Aaron's husband's better looking than Jimmy G?
Yes. Yes.
I bet people would
disagree. 1,000 times, yes.
Are you serious? You should do a face-off on our Facebook page.
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. He is just, his hair is perfect. Mm. He was engaged to Rachel Hunter.
You know what, though? He could punch Jimmy G out. He's a hockey player, so he's not worried.
Yeah. He is, like, his
Jimmy
hair,
should be worried with that.
He probably doesn't have his own teeth.
And he's got, like, this. His jawline.
I mean,
he's perfection.
Here's Jimmy after Stoll sees him.
Anyway, it's a kind of an adorable clip the
Let's
way Aaron
put it on
Andrews
our Facebook.
Is.
We'll, yes. You can do it. Let's do a little face-off.
Okay, face-off on Facebook. All right,
yep,
finally, I just want to mention Bruce Springsteen. You know, we know a lot about him.
The boss.
What's his favorite movie? Well, you can find out this Sunday because he is going to be a guest programmer on Turner Classic Movies on, actually, Saturday, picking his two favorite movies and chatting with host Ben Mankiewicz. He is discussing John Ford's classic 1956 John Wayne movie, The Searcher, at 3:30. After really,
yeah, love Searchers,
it.
Yeah.
And after that, he'll talk about his other favorite movie, Ilya Kazan's iconic 57 favorite, A Face in the Crowd, at 5:45. He says that cinema plays a role in his work because he writes in character, and to write like that, you need to gather so much cinematic detail, constantly filling the songs with images. Images, geography, little character traits, things that are very similar to script writing, really.
There you go.
So that's fun for Bruce Springsteen fans.
That's it. Okay, it's Friday. You know that means our first date disasters are on today. So the phone lines are open, 617-931-1057. If you've had a first date that was a disaster, you want to share it with us, as long as nobody got hurt, you know, give us a call. And the best disaster of the day always gets a great prize. And this week, it's a $100 gift card to On the Border Mexican Grill. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Disaster, 617-931-1057.
That was great, baby.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested? But I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
Never, never, ever gets old. It's 7:10. Okay, here we go. Friday's first date disasters. By the way, best story, we always give you a great prize, because if that first day was a disaster, we're doing a make good for you. $100 gift card to On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina. Here we go. We'll start off with Kathy with a throwback date many years ago. Right, Kathy?
I sure do. It happened 33 years ago.
Okay.
I met this guy at Mayor Flynn's inaugural ball.
Okay. Throwback.
Yeah, throwback. And he asked me on a date. I totally forgot about the date. I was coloring my hair, and he called, and we went out. Now, when you color your hair and you're dancing, it streaked all down my backside on a white blouse.
Oh, God. No.
What color?
It was burgundy.
Burgundy.
Oh, okay. Oh God. Oh, oh, God.
But the good thing about it, I'm married to him for 33 years.
oh, my God.
Well, that's so, okay.
Yeah, it was a disaster. But it turned out good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Burgundy hair on your dress. That's good.
Oh,
what color
yeah,
are you now?
Brown.
All right.
What's his name?
Oh, my husband. His name is Chunky.
The what?
Chunky?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Can I make a side note here? I was looking for some chunky candy for Halloween. Do they still make chunky?
Very rare. You have to online.
They're great.
Online, yeah. In the specialty stores.
Is that why you call him chunky?
No. They called him chunky because when he was little, he was really chubby.
Aww,
oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Wow. That's kind of fat shamey, but that's okay.
Well, if I told you his if I gave you his real name, you'd probably say, what? Okay, call him chunky.
Yeah,
okay.
Chunky, fine,
all
chunky.
Right.
Thanks, for Kathy and Chunky. Thanks for sharing. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. The online, the Chunky. I'm sorry.
You can get you anything online.
That's true. Okay. So that's our first dating disaster.
Bob's hungry now, though.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Bob. Bob's hungry now. That should be a segment.
Did you? Hey, now,
oh, boy.
I like it. Like it. Let's flesh that out a little bit. People bring in food. I like it. Loving it. All right. First date disasters, like we said, we'll do them this morning. So if you got one, the best one of the day gets a $100 gift card to On the Border Mexican Grill. It's
that's
good.
Awesome.
Cantina. Yeah,
Margaritas.
Ben there just a few days ago.
Nachos.
Try the Modelo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a lime. Very nice. All right, 617-931-1057 with your first date disasters.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
All right, we have Heather on the phone this morning. Hey, Heather, how you doing?
Oh, hello, good morning.
Okay, you're ready to share your first date disaster with us?
Oh, I guess so.
All right, a few years ago, you say. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so quite a few years back now, but I was ending a relationship with the current boyfriend and had asked him to move out of the house, and he was waiting for the new place that he was going to move into to be ready. So I started going online and talking to people and started talking with one person for quite a few weeks. And finally decided that it was time to go ahead and meet him someplace. And the other boyfriend had now moved out. And so I set up a date at a restaurant in the next town over. Nice daytime date, nice and safe, and so people would be around. And got there a little bit early and went in to have a drink to get my liquid nerves up to meet somebody.
I call that a psychological.
So I'm sitting there, and I don't know, I forget how I said how he'd know it was me, but I'm sitting there. And in walks the guy that I had just broken up with.
Ooh.
And he's, and he's all dressed up, and he looks great. And, you know, I came walking over the table. He's like, what are you doing here?
Oh, no.
And I said, I'm meeting somebody. I said, what are you doing here, following me? Because now I think he's a stalker.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No.
And, you know, he's like, nope, I was just out for a ride. And he stopped in and was going to grab a drink.
Was it a pina colada?
No. Yeah. And he said, do you mind if I join you? I said, no, I'm waiting for somebody. He's like, who? And I wouldn't tell him. And the whole time I'm peeking out of my eyes, looking, saying, all right, this guy's going to come in and see me talking to somebody else.
Right.
And he orders a drink and continues to stand and talk to me. I was at one of the tall bar cases. And after about 5 minutes, now I'm thinking I got stood up.
Yeah.
And the other guy wasn't coming, or he came and saw me talking to him. He finally said to me, and he's like, oh, and David's not showing up today.
Okay, oh, that's weird.
And my heart stopped. I'm like, what do you mean? Who's David? And he's like, well, you're supposed to be meeting David from Burlington today. And he's like, I'm David.
Oh. That's like the call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah. So he set up an online account knowing what I was looking for in a guy.
Oh, that's so psychotic.
Slow down. Oh, this and could he be had good.
Me, he had me going for weeks.
Yeah.
You know, everything was perfect. He had a dog. He had kids. He had park custody.
Wow.
And,
oh, my God.
You know, the job he had, the type of car he had, everything was spot on for what I was looking for somebody.
Yeah? Are you guys... Wow. And then what happened?
And that's why, was because he was faking to be him.
He was faking, yes.
Well, so my first date was not so well.
No. So that was it?
I ended up with the one that I was just trying to get rid of.
Did you break up with him? I mean, like...
Oh, yes.
So you, like, you didn't say, oh, there wasn't a rekindled sort of situation.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't the...
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't
no,
the pina colada
no,
ending.
No,
it was more like, can I have a 51A?
It is after that, but I can't tell all the stuff that
okay, all right. Yeah, that's creepy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought it would have a happy ending. I thought
that's
you'd be
like
the pina colada song has a happy ending.
But this is like a long con.
Yeah, all right, Heather.
Yeah, it was...
Hang on, Heather. I'm sorry. So anyway, we got... other things going on here we got to do, but
that's crazy.
That sounds like the pina colada song gone bad.
Yes, it, yep.
The other, mm-hmm. That's the flip side.
All right. Yeah, that's all a right. Real life version.
B-side.
All right, check this out.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right.
80s and more.
105. Dating disasters. So here we go. We got Dawn on the phone, and you say you have a dating disaster?
I sure do. I met this guy when I was working at a convenience store, and we kind of hit it off. And, you know, I've seen him for several weeks, and then he asked me out. He was my next-door neighbor. He actually lived a couple streets over, so I said, well, I can just come over. I'll make some steaks on the grill.
Nice.
I lived in an apartment building, and I lived on the first floor, and I didn't really have much room for my, so I had a little hibachi that I kept out on the back patio. Put the steaks on the grill. He comes over and we're just talking, and I went to go outside to check on the steak on the grill, and one of the steaks was gone, and I'm like, where did the steak go? And I look over in the corner, and my cat had gone over and decided to take the steak off of the grill and took off with it.
That
so
is
I was
funny.
All upset, freaking out, chasing the cat, trying to get the steak, and I was like apologizing to him, and I'm like, you know, we'll just have to split this one. He goes, no. He said it was okay, and he ate the steak.
He ate the steak?
Wow.
He ate the steak, yep.
That the cat dragged around?
Yes.
That's messed up.
Wow.
Wow, he should be calling us.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
This lady right, made me right? eat her cat steak.
I was so horrified, though. I was really, really embarrassed. But it was pretty funny when you think about it now.
He was hungry.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be above it. You know, good steak.
Yep,
share
yep.
it with a cat. Hey, Don, did you ever see him again?
No.
It's hard to get over that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wish the cat had it now. Okay. Thank you, Don.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So the cat jumped up on the hibachi enough just to pull off the steak.
First of all, that's a crazy cat. I would never be alone with that cat, especially if I was sick and maybe like, you know, on the edge of death. That would eat your face.
I think the cat did. Anyway, Don, thanks for sharing, Don. All righty. Coming up, we will do some dirty laundry, and we'll also announce the winner of our trip to Universal Studios coming up because we just played the trigger, as it said. What do you got?
Well, some 90210 alum is on the market, and I'm actually kind of excited about it because I like him.
Okay.
Oh, him. Well, forget
him.
It. I'm out.
Oh, come on. You
had me
too.
For a minute. All right. Maybe I will.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I have way too much fun, but that's what Fridays are for. 7:46. Oh. It's Bob Bronson. It's LBF over there, and Brian, too. This Dirty Laundry brought to you by Subway. Here we go.
All right, this 90210 alum is on the market. But first, let's discuss if a man calls somebody else's wife baby or
baby.
Girlfriend or anybody, would that upset you? And if you're just a woman and somebody calls you baby, even a man, if anybody calls you baby who's not related to you, is it offensive? Well, we found out last night when Jimmy Garoppolo was talking to Aaron Andrews after his great game. He threw four touchdowns, and he was very happy, and he was so happy he said this.
8-0, how does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
Hopefully, no problem.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Even when I hear it.
Did you see her after he said that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get
she
up,
was
in.
Just like, come on. Listen, the way he said it, too, was like he was so happy and it was like, and she was in the direction of all that happiness and he called her baby. Mm. It was really good. Now, people are upset because they think it's unprofessional for him to call her baby. But I think in the spirit of what happened, he comes off this great game and it's like something like, I'm psych, baby, you know, like something like that. That's fine. It wasn't like, hey, baby, get me some coffee.
Right.
It's like not that bad.
But she would have, if she would have probably got the coffee.
If Jimmy Garoppolo called me baby like that, I would, that's just like, I'd be pregnant.
Get up, LBF.
It's like the old Pepsi commercial. You know, you got the right one, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But her husband, Jarrett Stoll, is that his last name?
Yeah.
He is gorgeous. Even better looking than Jimmy Garoppolo. We have a poll going up on Facebook right now, and Jimmy Garoppolo is winning, but Brian Bell put a lousy picture up of Jarrett, and I put one up,
sorry.
And he's so cute.
Just a Jimmy G fan.
I just, you know, I really feel like I've missed out
right
because
now,
if this
Jimmy's
is what
winning.
People who play sports look like, that's good. All right. Speaking of marriages, Ian Ziering, yes, Steve, from 90210. Is on the market. He announced his split from his wife of 9.5 years. He's 55 years old, but he still has all his hair.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not his.
Plugs.
I'm not sure.
Plugs.
He's splitting up with his wife, Erin, 39. They put, what do you do now when you split up with your wife and you're a celebrity? You put a post on Instagram, and he put a post that said, like, we're just, you know, gone in different directions. We work too much.
That's what
blah,
they
blah,
do
blah.
Now. Right.
And she wrote, Ian's asked me for a divorce and several times, and I finally realized I couldn't make this work. I'm like, oh, they have two kids, Mia and Penna.
Yeah.
And that is what's going on. Oh, by the way, I want to mention.
Go.
Bruce Springsteen is going to be on Turner Classic Movies this weekend because he has a favorite movie. He's going to be discussing it. It's on Saturday. He's going to talk about John Wayne's The Searcher at 3:30 and Ilya Kazan's A Face in the Crowd and how movies influenced his music career.
No,
so that's kind of fun.
I'd like to see that. Love TMC. But there's a football game on. So anyway.
On Saturday?
Well, there's college on Saturday.
Oh,
you said Sunday, didn't you?
Count. No, I said Saturday. I did.
Sorry, I was staring into Jimmy G's dreamy eyes.
Jeez.
I know. Can we hear it one more time? Just one more time?
There it is. All right,
not
fine.
The fun.
8-0. How does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
No problem.
I want. It makes me smile. I want that to be my ringtone.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
I love it. Diane Witherell from Cumberland, Rhode Island's on the phone. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I heard Brian ask you when we were calling if you felt you were super smart, and you said, I don't want
well,
to
Well, I hope so, as long as I hope I'm not deemed super stupid this morning
no,
on the radio.
No, no, you're not going to be super stupid. No.
I like your last name. It sounds like Shakespeare. Witherall Yonder.
No, it is English. It is English.
See? Yes.
Very, very fancy. Yeah. It says you're a medical office manager, right?
Yes.
And where do you do that?
Well, I'm currently seeking new employment because the physician I was working for has since retired.
Oh, well, everybody listening, Diane is available.
Okay.
So
yes, pounding the pavement.
And you might make $1,000 right now if you're super smart in 60 seconds. You know how it works, where LBF will ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all right, give you $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll come right back to it if we have time. You ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What is 2 plus 5?
7.
How many days in November?
30.
Who sings Sweet Baby James?
James. Oh, wait. Oh, pass.
Who is the U.S. Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
The television call letters ABC stand for what?
American Broadcasting Company.
Purell is what kind of product?
Purell is hand sanitizer.
What's the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
In what U.S. state would you find Area 51?
Nevada.
In the nursery rhyme, which character killed Cock Robin?
Pass.
In Disney's Snow White, what kind of animal heart did the huntsman give to the queen?
Deer.
Who sings Sweet Baby James?
James Taylor.
In the nursery rhyme, which character killed Cock Robin?
Brer Rabbit.
Okay, you got through them all.
Wow. Yeah, Bob? You got through them all. You got 8 out of 10. Oh, what'd she miss, LBF?
All right.
You were fast.
You were fast and good. And really, that was impressive. In the nursery rhyme, which character killed Cock Robin? It was the sparrow.
Oh, that sparrow.
And in Disney's Snow White, what kind of animal heart did the huntsman give to the queen? It was actually a pig's heart.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ew.
Well, I thought it was a deer, too, but.
You know, they used to write some pretty gruesome tales, didn't they, back then?
Sure did.
Yes.
People
I don't remember
killed,
that
hearts
part.
Were taken out.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
But, Diane, you got 8 out of 10. That's pretty good. And I think if I was looking for a medical office manager, I think I would give you a call.
Diane Witherall,
well,
Googler.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you.
Or you get in touch with us and we'll get you in touch with Diane because I think we can hook you up with a J-O-B, okay?
Yeah, you're
that
smart.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
Sounds so nice, too. So, Diane, hey, nobody leaves empty-handed, so we got a pair of passes to Six Flags New England.
Nice. Thank you.
Hey, for everybody else still wide open, just go to get your tickets at sixflags.com/New England.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got 3. We're on the board. 58-yard. Freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Zolak. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. So listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday night's game. Visit ClintonSavingsBank.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Morning, Scott.
Morning. How are we doing?
Good. How was Halloween? How'd you guys do with the Zolak family? Did you clean up?
We did great. We live in Rentham, a real town that actually does Halloween. It doesn't get a move.
Right.
But the kids could go trick-or-treating tonight and Saturday night if you really wanted to.
No, they'll come to my house, and we won't be open for it. Halloween was last night.
You right. Missed up.
Okay.
All right, Scott. We're 8-0. Right now, the Pats are 8-0. And I'm hearing some national pundits say, this is the week that the Patriots will lose to Baltimore in Baltimore. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I think they are getting bored of New England winning, and you prefaced it with national pundits.
Right.
You don't get a lot of that from around here.
Nope.
I mean, it's something different that they're playing this week. the big thing about Baltimore is they're a team that doesn't fear you. You know, Harbaugh sort of has that ingrained in them. They've changed their defense. They got a guy like Earl Thomas instead of Ed Reed, but still the same basic stuff. And the big thing is the outlier of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, what can he do with his legs? And, you know, that guy can take a busted play and go 60 yards with it in the snap. So that's the thing you fear, and you got to have your head on a swivel and eight guys around the line of scrimmage and eight guys that can tackle.
Yeah.
So.
No, he's good. Lamar Jackson's good. So we had another kicking change. Nugent's gone. Nick Folk's coming in.
Cat scratch fever, man. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you called that, though. You knew that was going to happen. Yeah. So
You almost killed someone in section 132.
Is that right?
But one myth.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
So you know what Belichick writes on his little note, wasn't it? It was like, new kicker.
With his tiny little pencil.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What do you think about Nick Folk? I mean, is that an upgrade?
I mean, he didn't have a job. At least Nugent did. So I don't know. I think they could have three more by the end of the year.
If he misses one extra point, I know where you're going with that, Zoe. You're going, here we go again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So,
nope, right. I'm not going to say anything anymore. It's getting to that point. All these people bitched and complained because, hey, we want to get rid of Gostkowski. Yeah, how you like it now?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Good point. Okay, you got a question, LBF?
I do.
What do you got?
Hey, baby.
Oh, you watched a football game last night.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you know Jimmy Garoppolo said this to Aaron Andrews.
8-0, how does that feel?
Feels great, baby.
Happy Halloween right back at you. Thanks so much.
No problem.
She was very excited and flustered.
Yeah, kids, change your pants after that.
All right. God. So, good Lord. This is a family show.
So what's your question?
Would you be upset if a guy called your wife baby?
Yeah.
You would?
What if it was Jimmy G?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little insight thing. You know where he learned that from?
Who?
Watching Brady for 4 years.
The swagger, you mean? What?
Or Brady calls me baby.
Oh, okay.
His go-to word is baby.
Baby.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing, baby? How you doing, baby?
Oh,
what's
you're
up, baby?
Kidding me.
So if you watch Jimmy warm up, he'll do that 100-yard jaunt down the sideline and get the crowd fired. He does exactly the same thing Tom does. And if you hear the mic'd up stuff with him in a huddle, the way he talks to the team, it's exactly the way Brady handles it, talks to the team. So credit to Jimmy for absorbing everything Tom did in front of him and taking it to another level.
Well, look,
he looked great last night.
They're 8-0. We could be 9-0. This could happen at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, but still that Green Bay and the Saints. Saints are the best team. I mean, look at the Saints. Saints should have been in the Super Bowl last year. They got screwed on that call.
Yep.
And they haven't dropped off at all. So they've been good for a couple of years.
Okay, all right.
Let me just double. I want a firm answer. So you would be upset if a guy called your wife baby?
I'd punch him in the face.
Okay, thank you for the direct answer.
Good to know.
What if it was Jimmy G's face, though? You can't punch
that
face.
Don't be so call me baby in the hallway.
I never will. No.
I will.
No. You can't.
I will. It's going to be fun.
All right, give me a score. Give me a score, Scotty.
27-14.
Oh, 27-14. That's all right. Let's hope you're right, buddy. All right, so heading to Baltimore Sunday night. Check out Scott right here on 98.5 The Hub. Thanks,
Don't
Scott.
Don't call him baby.
Football.
No, that's it.
Football.
That's it, buddy. All right, great
Thanks,
call.
Though.
847. I ain't calling a baby. You can.
I
Good
can.
Luck with that.
I'm not going to punch me. Guys, I don't think.
He's like 6'5 down the hall. Nope, I'm good.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki, great. Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good.
because I'd find you.
Yes, we did. All right, we had some great dating disasters today, and we will announce the winner of that coming up at 8, at 9:20.
Yeah.
Okay? So we'll get that going. But we are still giving away these trips to Universal Studios in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Gave them away all week long. So in case you missed today's winner, she was exciting. We caught her off guard a little bit. You know, which it was kind of fun for us, is, you know, because the priority is when you hear the cue to call. And
yes,
that's exactly what Mary did.
Yep.
Here's how that went.
Good morning. It's Mary.
Mary, your caller number 15.
Woo! Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
Well, you should be. You just won a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort.
Thank you. It was worth hopping out of the shower for.
Oh.
Okay. Well, there's a visual.
There we go.
I know. I'm sorry. TMI?
Not necessarily.
Okay, Mom.
Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, hang on. We're gonna fly you via Spirit Airlines. You're going to stay at the new Universal's Endless Summer Resort, Surfside and Inn and Suites.
Make sure you pack some clothes.
Yeah. We're good.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Well,
who's your lucky flyer? Who's going with you?
I think I'm going to have to take my husband. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
Oh, terrific.
Well, this one's on us.
So it'll be fun.
4 days, 3 nights, enjoy. The food's awesome. You have lots of pools. You're just going to have a great four-day getaway.
There's nothing more romantic than screaming on a roller coaster and clinging to your significant other.
Oh, my God. Actually, I'm with you in that I will watch somebody's kid while they go on the ride.
I hear you.
Yeah, well, then take LBS.
I know.
Okay, fine.
But I'll still enjoy it. It's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Mary, what's the best station to wake up to?
Oh, absolutely. WROR.
She was great. Naked and great. I love it.
Wow.
That was fun.
Wow.
Okay.
Good to know.
Well, she said she stepped out of the shower. Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes to win.
Beats naked and afraid.
That's what I'm thinking, LB.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.